In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My dear brothers and sisters, today we begin our season of Advent, the new liturgical year. And Advent is a season of waiting. It's a season of preparing ourselves to receive the Lord, one of expectation, but also one of reparation. One in which we seek to repair what needs to be repaired in our own lives so as to receive the Lord in the most worthy of manners. It's a time in which we are looking forward to our Jesus who is coming. The very first reading from the prophet Jeremiah speaks to us of the promise of the first coming of Jesus. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the house of Israel. In those days, I will raise up for David a just shoot, the Lord, our justice. And that prophecy is fulfilled when Jesus is incarnate in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, born in Bethlehem, lives among us, and dies on the cross to save us from sin. So this prophecy of his coming is fulfilled already. And so we look forward to celebrating the remembrance of all that the Lord has done for us. But the very Lord who has fulfilled this promise tells us he will come again. And so we look forward to that second coming. And he says there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and people will even die of fright because of the tremendous signs that there will be in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. And then they will see the Son of Man coming with power and glory. And he doesn't want us to be afraid because he says to his disciples, when you see these signs, don't cower. Don't be scared. On the contrary, he says, stand erect with your head raised high because your redemption is at hand. Everything you've hoped for, everything you've longed for, all you've waited for is coming to you. Jesus Christ in his power and glory. So Advent, we see these remembrance of the first coming, need to prepare ourselves for the second coming, and to be ready so that we can stand before the Son of Man with our heads held high, erect. But yet the Lord says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy because of carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. How often can we get caught up in the anxieties of daily life? The so many things that we have to get done every day, the routine, the running here and there, and just we get caught up in this fast-paced world, we can lose sight of what's most important, what's most essential. I read this story about a woman who was with her children and she was shopping for Christmas. We all know how Christmas has been so commercialized. It used to be after Thanksgiving you started to buy. Now everybody's after Halloween. There's already announcing and putting on Christmas music. And that's beautiful. And going and buying gifts. And that's all part of Christmas. Setting up a tree and putting out lights and celebrating and sharing through our gifts with one another the love of the gift of God that has been given to us. So all that is good. But if we get caught up just in the externals, we can lose sight. And this woman was shopping and going from store to store and aisle past aisle. And finally, with all of the things at the end of the day, was going to take the elevator to go down to the parking lot. And the elevator doors opened and it was jam-packed. And everybody could see her frustration. And she got into the elevator all frustrated and said, whoever invented this Christmas stuff should be found, strung up, and shot. And somebody in the various ones in the elevator, oh yeah, you're right, this is just ridiculous. And someone in the back of the elevator said, don't worry, they already crucified him. In other words, the true meaning of Christmas is Jesus Christ. The true meaning is his coming into the world to save us from sin. It's not all the anxieties and externals and other things. Those are all important if we don't lose sight of him. But if we lose sight of him, that all becomes just a weight, a burden, a frustration. something that, oh, I can't wait till this is over. Because we lose sight of the essentials. Jesus was promised he would come, and he came to save us. And every Christmas we remember this gift of God's love for our souls, who has redeemed us from sin and given us new life so that we can stand erect and not be caught up in the anxieties of everyday life or in the sinfulness of carousing and drunkenness that takes our mind and heart away from the Lord. There was another woman who was shopping with her son, and she lost his hand in one moment, and she was looking for him, and she found him looking into this little window that had a nativity scene. And she said, "Where'd you go? What are you doing?" And he said, "Look, Mommy, Jesus and the angels." And she said, "Come on, we don't have time for that." They're too caught up in the other things. Am I caught up in the anxieties of everyday life in such a way that I'm losing sight of what this is really all about? Because St. Paul to the Thessalonians today tells us clearly how to live remembering and thanking God for the first coming, but also preparing ourselves and being ready for the second coming. He says, "Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all." So the first thing we need to do, according to St. Paul, if we want to be ready for the Lord, is fulfill the commandment he left us to love one another as he has loved us, to die to ourselves and be willing to serve and give and be humble in our relationships with our brothers and sisters. He says, be blameless in holiness. Live a holy life that is pleasing to God. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus how, as you received from us, how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. Even more. Strive to be better every day in my living for God and my love for others. In all you do, conduct yourself in what is pleasing to God. This is the way to truly prepare throughout Advent. Not only to remember Christmas, not only to receive Jesus in the final coming, in his glory and power, but to receive him now. Because there's a third coming of Jesus. It's the one we have every day. This coming to us, remaining with us in the church, in the Eucharist, right now, in just a few moments. The very Jesus who was prophesied and came the first time, and the one who said he would come again, that very Jesus is going to come to us today, right now, in this Mass, on this altar, so that we can share in his love and his divinity, in his mercy and his grace. He's going to make himself present for us right here. And so don't just prepare in a memory or in a hope, but in a reality that he is with us every day in the sacraments. He's with us every day in the church. He's with us every day in our community, in our charity with one another. When you did this to one of the little ones, you did it to me. He's with us in our prayer. He's with us in our fidelity to God in the fulfillment of the commandments. Jesus never left us alone. He is with us right now. And so I would like to invite you, propose, suggest that you don't wait till the 24th to receive him at Christmas. Why don't we make this Advent a little different? Because you've lived many Advents. Some of you, the youngest, maybe there's a newborn baby who's this is his first Advent, or hers. For some of us, maybe this is our 50th, or 60th, or 70th, or 80th, or 90th Advent. What's going to be different about it this year for me as I prepare for Jesus? Not only in the memory of Christmas or in the hope of the future, but today. I'd like to suggest, why not come to him more frequently? Today's the 2nd. Christmas Eve is the 24th. 22 days, 3 weeks. Why not make an effort to come to Mass every day, if you can, whether it's here or in one of the other many parishes around the valley that offers daily Mass, to walk this Advent with Jesus, receiving Jesus, preparing yourself for Christmas with Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And if you can't do it because of your work schedule or you're just not able to make it, well, take 2 or 3 minutes every day during these 22 days to make a spiritual communion and unite yourself to Jesus in the tabernacles around our diocese and around the world. Unite your heart to His and say, Jesus, I invite you to come into my soul. I invite you to come into my heart, into my mind. I invite you to enlighten me in what I think, in what I say, in what I do, so that all that I think and say and do in the way I conduct myself will be pleasing to you. In my judgments of others, in my reaction with my own self, in my dedication to you in prayer, in whatever it might be in my life, may everything I think and say and do be pleasing to you, and to do so even more in this Advent. This is the invitation, not just my invitation. I think this is the invitation of Christ for us. Don't just remember me in the past and live caught up in the anxieties in your heart and of daily life. Don't just be afraid of when I might come again and you'll have to stand before me. As it said here, pray that when that happens, be vigilant and pray that you will have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. No. Yeah, those we need to do, but He wants us to do it with Him every day, right now. This Mass is a new Christmas, it's a new Easter. Every Mass is Jesus coming to be with us, to save us, to give us the strength and the grace we need to get home to the Father. Let's ask Him for the grace this Advent, not just to wait for Him to come to us, for us to come to Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.